June 24, guidance in perplexity. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Isaiah 30:21. You, Edson, need a counselor that will not err, one whom hearsay will not prejudice, one whom narrow ideas will not unbalance his judgment. A path opens on one side, but whether it is a path for you to walk in or to shun is that which you do not discern, and no mortal man can tell you. Another path closes before you, and whether it is turning aside in another direction or to try your steadfast purpose, none are wise enough to determine. You need a guide, a power unseen by mortal eyes, who can judge your motives and the purposes and intents of your heart to guide your ways. The star in the east will guide your ways if you will only follow it. You are never alone. You are never in a place where you have no one to have interest in you. Our Heavenly Father has given His Son to die for you. The cross of Calvary testified that He takes a deep interest in your welfare, for you are the purchase of the Son of God, and you are the subject of many prayers. If you but feel right and do right, all will be well. If you ask the help of God, you will not ask in vain. The Lord is at work in many ways to win your hearty confidence. In nothing does He take more delight than to have you unburdened. Come to Him for light and strength, and He has promised that you will find rest to your soul. If you will find heart and voice to pray, He will be sure to hear, and an arm will be reached down to save you. There is a God that hears prayer, and when all our other resources fail, He is your refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. If you go to God with a humble, believing heart to seek for guidance in your perplexity, then it is your privilege to rest your case with Him. Heaven and earth may pass before the promise would fail. Then take God at His word. You did believe His promise when you were only 3 years old. Have the simplicity of a child now and come to Jesus in clinging faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and your confidence will never be betrayed, never be turned against you. Look at Jacob pleading with God on the plains of Peniel. His prayer was heard and answered, and he obtained a mighty victory. Letter 2, June 24, 1886, to Edson and Emma White.